Shabbos was Parshas Vayera. So the pasuk says, after the three angels came to visit Avram Avinu, the pasuk says, "Vayokumu mishamo anoshim." The people, the men, rose from there. Vayashkifu al pnei Sodom, and they looked down upon the face of Sodom. And Avram walked along with them to send them away. Says Rashi, Vayashkifu. Says Rashi, Kol hashkafa shebemikra l'ra. Wherever we find the word hashkafa, which means looking down, wherever we find that in the pasuk, it is. It indicates that something bad is going to happen. As we see over here, that the angels look down upon the Sodom to destroy it. Says Rashi, Chutz mashkifa mimayin kodshecha. Besides, the pasuk of Hashkifa Memain Kachicha, that is written in Parshas Kisavai by the Parsha of Maaser Oni, where we ask Hashem to look down from His holy dwelling and bless His nation. Says Rashi, why is that Hashkifa different than all other ones? Shegodol Koyach Matnas Aniyim Shohifich Midas Aroigis Zerachman. Great is the power of charity to the poor, that it transforms the attribute of anger or justice to compassion. So I'd like to try to understand how charity to the poor. Hold on 1 second, please. Hold on. So I'd like to try to understand how giving charity transforms the attribute of justice to compassion. We also find a similar chazal to this in the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. Chazal say, "Ashrei ham tzadikim, fortunate are the righteous, shemahapchem midas hadin midas harachman. They transform the attribute of justice into the attribute of compassion. But oylahem the reshoim, and woe is to the wicked." That transform the attribute of compassion to the attribute of justice. So that also needs explanation. Rashi in one of the first psukim on the first pasuk, one of the first Rashi's in the Torah. Rashi points out that in the beginning it says it only mentions Hashem's name of Elohim. In the beginning, Elohim created heaven and earth. Now we know that Elohim represents Hashem's attribute of justice, Midas Hadin. Later on in Parshas Bereishis, the pasuk says, "Ela told us Hashemayim v'ha'aretz bihi borom." These are the happenings of heaven and earth when they were created. On the day that Hashem made heaven and earth. So Rashi points out that in that pasuk it says Hashem Elokim, Havaya Elokim, which are both Hashem's name of Havaya, which represents kindness, and Elokim, that represents justice. So Rashi answers, that Hashem initially wanted to create the world with the attribute of justice. But he saw that the world cannot exist that way. So Hashem basically partnered the attribute of compassion along with the attribute of din, and that way the world has existence. Now, this obviously needs explanation, because it's not possible to say about the Ravina Shleilam that he originally planned one way, and when he saw it didn't work out, he decided to do it a different way. We're talking about Hashem here, who knows everything in advance. So, what does this all mean? That he initially wanted to create the world as Midas Adin, and then added Midas Arachman. In addition, Chazal Medrash say on that pasuk, in that pasuk that Rashi mentions, Eidah told us Hashemayim ha'oretz bihibarom. These are the These are the happenings of heaven and earth when they were created. So Chazal say that bihibarom are the same letters as bi'avram. That the world was created for the sake of Avram. Eidah told Hashemayim ha'aretz bihibarom. Hibarom are the same letters as Avram. So what does that mean, that the world was created for Avram Avinu? So I'd like to suggest that since Hashem wanted to create the world with Midas Adin, the attribute of justice, that is definitely the way the world is conducted. As the pasuk says, Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz, Hashem, the king, established the world based on justice. And justice means midah keneged midah. Justice means measure for measure. The way we conduct ourselves, that is the way Hashem conducts himself towards us. So the world definitely is conducted with midas adin. However, when people conduct themselves with chesed, when we conduct ourselves with the attribute of kindness, so then midas hadin dictates, justice dictates, that we should be treated with chesed. We should be treated with compassion, because we are compassionate. So the midah keneged midah, the measure for measure, which is justice, dictates that we should be conducted with Midas HaChesed. So Midas HaDin is transformed into Chesed, because Midas HaDin now dictates Chesed. So the righteous, through their acts of kindness, transform Midas HaDin into Midas HaRachman. Not that Midas HaDin is taken away and is replaced by Midas HaChesed. Rather, Midas HaDin dictates that justice is Midas HaChesed. Justice is that they should be conducted with Midas HaChesed, because they are acting with Chesed. So, when it says Bereishis Bara Elokim Asa Shemayim Asa Aretz, that Elokim created heaven and earth, that is the way it is, it was, that's the way it is, and that's the way it will always be. The world is conducted with Midas Adin. However, says the Pasuk, Eidah told us Hashemayim Ha'aretz Bihi Baram, B'yoyim Asois Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shemayim. Of course, the world wouldn't be able to exist if if all there would be justice. If people would not conduct themselves with midas chesed, we would conduct ourselves to each other with midas din also. So we would then be subject to Hashem's midas din, because Hashem conducts himself midah keneged midah. There would be no way the world would be able to exist. But since there are tzaddikim such as Avraham Avinu, who personify midas chesed, they conduct themselves with the attribute of kindness, so they cause that the midas hadin should dictate that the world should be conducted with midas chesed. They give the world existence. So that's why the same pasuk that says "Biyoyim asoyis Hashem alekim eretz v'shamayim," which indicates that now there is a midas chesed that gives the world existence, the same pasuk explains to us how that midas chesed comes into being after the world is conducted with midas adin. And the pasuk says that happens through Bihi Baram, which is Oisiyas Ba'avram. It happens through people such as Avraham Avinu, who personify chesed, who conduct themselves with chesed. They cause that the Midas HaDin itself should be transformed into chesed, because Midas HaDin now dictates that there should be chesed, midah keneged midah, measure for measure. And now we understand why Rashi says that G'doyle Koyach Matnas Aniyim, that the power of giving charity to the poor has the ability of transforming Midas Hadin into Midas Arachman. Because through acts of chesed, we are now deserving of chesed. It's Midas Hadin that is dictating that we should get chesed. Midas Hadin has now been transformed into Midas Arachman. So, in at all times, we need to come out to Hashem's chesed. And as the galus becomes deeper and darker, we are more and more dependent on Hashem's chesed. And in order to evoke that chesed, we have to do acts of chesed. So each and every one of us has to see to it to reach out to others in pain, others that are destitute, others that are in emotional pain, by reaching out to them, by lifting their spirits, by performing acts of chesed in every sense of the, in every manner. We should be zoiche to transform the midas hadin into midas chesed, so that the midas hadin should dictate that Hashem should conduct himself with midas chesed towards us, and redeem us from this galus. V'vias Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehirav yameinu amein. I'll share with you another word.